What's going on, my people? Welcome to episode 52 of Plot Twist, the podcast where we highlight the culture and create community one conversation at a time. Happy 420, y'all. Happy 420. I don't know if you guys all are cannabis smokers. Hopefully the great majority of you guys are. You know, of course, out here on Plot Twist Avenue, we definitely are. So this podcast is definitely a 420 friendly episode. So feel free to do what you do. But quick 420 fact that I wanted to give you guys is that 420 as a cannabis holiday originated in my hometown of San Rafael, California. For next week's Put Me On segment, I'll have to give you guys the background story on how it all came to be. But yeah, guys, it wasn't until 1991 that 420 was actually recognized as a thing. So there definitely is a year to it, and it's definitely a 90s thing. So we are gonna get right into today's episode. Today we're chilling, smoking, and celebrating 420 in the sala with Sarah Vega, the creator of Dike Media, the podcast network that Plot Twist is on. So yeah, we're just having, you know, a good old high-ass conversation. So if you smoke weed or use cannabis in any way, shape, or form, feel free to join the vibe. Do it how you do it, like I said earlier, and come kick back with us. What's going on, Sarah? What's going on? How you doing over there?
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly. What's up? How you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. Chilling.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, I'm vibing, man. I'm vibing because, you know, it's our 420 episode, and what better thing to do than to do a coast-to-coast smoke sesh, you know? So how's your week been? How's everything going over there? The seasons are changing. You know, the flowers are coming in, the sun's coming out. What's the vibe out there?
My bad. Wow. I took a long drag. I'm sorry.
You are good.
Yo, talking about a mood, that was a mood. Anyway, well, it was nice. And then we got back to being cold. It's April, so it's raining a lot. But April showers bring me flowers. I mean, it's cool. Everyone's kind of getting ready for the warm weather. You know what I'm saying? So it's been pretty happy on this side of the coast, despite everything that's been going on.
So being that it is the 420 conversation, how's cannabis looking over there? Everything's starting to seem like it's legalizing, and like you guys are, you know, getting hip with it over there too. So I mean, you guys always have, really, but it's not never been legalized. So how do you feel about that? How's everybody doing with that? Well,
everyone's kind of adjusting to the possibilities of, you know, going to dispensaries or whatever. We still are very como atrasado still, because nothing's opened up yet. Like, it's a process to get your medical marijuana card. So it's legalized on paper. It's not legalized yet as like your body allowing to have it on you, you know, and you're not going to jail for it. So, you know, we're still a little careful here. We're not as free as we thought we would be, you know?
Right. What's one of your favorite things you've done during the pandemic, but like while high? You know, like, what are some of your like favorite times that you've been high at? Because, you know, we got to find creative ways to smoke. We got to find creative ways to link up with people. It's just like such a cannabis.
Check the show notes. I have linked two of my annual 420 playlists that I'm going to be obviously doing every year for 420. So check the show notes. My Spotify playlists are there. The first one's titled 420. The other one is
Dike Media Network. And during the pandemic, in the height of the panty, you know, y'all really was fucking with Dike. And one of my favorite things while high was that I did a Zoom smoke sesh. Like Dike Media presented, and then we did a smoke sesh, and like a lot of people actually hopped on, and it was really nice that that happened. And, you know, I was really high, so that was always good. And all our high meetings. Super great.
I mean, as any meeting should be, right?
All out, you know, every time we have a brainstorming session, somehow we all end up high, but here we are, right? So that was always good. And one of my favorite things to do, actually, you know what was a good high moment too? The Jill Scott and Erykah Badu versus. I broke quarantine, right? Like I went to a friend's house and she hosted it. It was three people. So it was just me, her, and another friend of ours. We had shrooms and we smoked.
So ooh, already, yes, that sounds like such a mood.
It was a vibe. It was my first time having shrooms, but I was really happy. So it was a good trip. And we had food and like she cooked this big ass banquet just for the verses. And you know, it was cute. It was a grand old time. And I Ubered over there and I Ubered my ass back. So it was great and safe.
Yo, I'm with that. That's like full on senora shit right there.
Yo, you stupid. Not stupid.
It is a big ass feast for a versus. I'm with that though. Hey, I'm never opposed to some food and a good versus battle because.
How about you? What was your high moment during the quarantine?
Honestly, I would say the Bad Bunny concert that he did in New York. I was stupid lit, bro. I was lit in my own self-quarantined way, but I was stupid lit. I had my LED lights going. I had an edible from 415 Infused. You guys need to go check them out. They also sell CMOS. I don't know if you guys are into the CMOS epidemic that's going on or whatever the fuck it's called. What happened, wow. Sarah?
Now you're saying CMOS epidemic.
Listen, I have CMOS in my fridge, but oh, it's expired because I didn't know how to use it. So there that goes. But so I was super lit for that concert and it was just a whole ass vibe watching Bad Bunny having to dodge like all of the streetlights and the árboles and shit.
I said, I didn't see that.
Damn. Well, you got to catch it on YouTube if it's available.
I mean, but I'm not really like a concert person. And plus, like now with these expensive ass tickets, I'm like, no, he really needs to like eat my ass if for that much money. Like, I'm not doing this.
I'm screaming at you, eat your ass. Listen, at this point, those tickets are fucking crazy. Like $1,900 for nosebleeds at the Forum in Inglewood, right here by my house.
What? How much?
$1,900 for nosebleeds for like the last rows, bro. Like all the way at the top.
$900, not even a stimmy check. Oh no, Benito está ratata right now.
Very ratata right now. Yo, but guess what we did? We got tickets to go see Bad Bunny, but all the way in Canada.
Oh my god! And you're gonna go?
Yeah, because we got them for hella cheap. We got them for less than we got them for $170.
But wait, so when are you going to Canada?
Canada in March. You wanna going come? To Dude, come to Canada. Come to Canada with us.
You just said we're gonna go to Canada in March.
Yeah, March next year, 2022, to go see Bad Bunny so I could go get pregnant.
Oh, I thought you were going recent. I'm about to be like, yeah, let me meet up with you.
Nah, for Bad Bunny's concert, we're going to go see him.
Yo, I'm definitely down for 2022. Word?
Listen, we're going to have our coins all the way right. Like, even more right.
Oh my God, yes, let's talk about it more. Oh, okay, this is great. Yo, amazing. For $170, true. Because ain't nobody paying $1,900 for a nosebleed. That's right.
Not for any nosebleeds. No, no, ma'am. But listen, somebody was on Instagram and they were like, they're like, don't post pictures of your Bad Bunny concert if you're all the way in the nosebleeds, because that's ratchet. And I'm like, okay, I get the sentiment, but motherfucker, like, those were $1,900 tickets, bitch. Like, that's not ratchet. Like, I don't think it's ratchet. I think it's like, bro, like, I think somebody just paid my money. Like, let them fucking post it. Why are you mad?
My whole thing is when people post the entire concert and I'm like, so you're not attending the concert right now? Like, you're recording it. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's a pet peeve. Because I'm like, yo, enjoy the concert. Like, you know what I mean? But
none of us are even going to watch it.
Yeah, but I was like, man, whatever. Because ahora, si uno tiene una opinión, everybody comes after you. So I'm just like, whatever. Record the whole shit then.
Yeah, nah, but I feel like, yeah, people do that mainly probably for themselves subconsciously, because I never really watch a whole concert story that people post. I don't know about you. I'm like, all right, I see that you were there. I'll just catch it on YouTube or some shit.
Right. I'm like, I'm not watching that shit. Especially, right. You know, favorite when people drive and have the video, the stories on the road, and they do a whole song.
Oh my God, like, that used to be me though on Snapchat. Come for my neck, please. Oh my God.
I hated it because I'm like, really? You couldn't just like post like dope as like something else. You just wanted to put the song. And it's not even the song like that is now on the story. It's like the song on the radio. So you hear like the static. I'm like, corny.
And the speed bumps and shit.
Right.
Yeah, when you're from the hood, you definitely got to watch out when you're posting shit from your car, because you could hella tell where you at. I'm like, okay, right. But listen, I used to drive a bucket, so I can definitely talk shit.
I do too. I've seen the Mazda. The Mazda, that, yo, shout out to the Mazda. It held us
down. Mazda gang held me down hella good too when I had a Mazda, until some asshole totaled me my car from the back.
Shout out to the Mazda. The Mazda brought me and Daniel together. It was great.
We had the same car too, a Mazda 3, right?
Yes, a Mazda 3. I had that car for 10 years, bro.
Damn, 10 years?
Facts. That was my first car.
Wow, wow, you're hella loyal. Look at you, a loyal ass Scorpio.
Yo, you stupid. Yeah. Shout out to that. And now I got my second. I'm about to hold that shit down for another 10 years. Fuck that.
Okay. How does it smell? Does it still smell new?
Yes. I just got it. I got it Tuesday.
Oh, shit. Have you smoked in it yet? Have you broke it in?
No, I haven't smoked in it yet because I've been doing my Uber joints.
Oh, facts, like, facts.
Make your money, right? So I haven't done it yet. And plus, I don't want the new car smell to leave just yet.
Oh, it's like when babies like have the baby hair.
Right. I'm like,
or the baby smell.
I'm like, I haven't had a major upgrade like that in a minute. I want to enjoy it.
Honestly. I kind of air fresh. What happened?
I'm laughing at you, honestly.
It'd be that. Because I can't hear you. I don't know why we keep cutting out.
You don't hear me? I was like, it'd be the ad libs for me.
Yo, I don't know why I do so many if you could hear the ones in my head. Sometimes, like, when I hear people saying shit in a classroom, I'll be like, yo. I'll just be in the back of the class laughing in my head.
I'll be laughing at your ad-libs. I'm like, yo, this dude and his ad-libs, unmatched. He needs to be a mute.
Appreciate you. Oh man, ad lib king, ad lib papi. No, but who's the artist that you would drop money for, like, once the Panini press is over? Like, who you gonna go see that you would be like, all right, for sure, I cannot miss this one?
Hey, Trinata, probably, that's it.
Oh, I could definitely see you dropping money for that and getting all lujoed out and all cute and shit.
Yes. Ball head, whole shit.
Oh my God, I'm screaming. Shout out to you for your haircut. It looks beautiful.
Thank you. I know your listeners are going to be like, these two high niggas, bro. Like, these two high.
And they can't even say, wow, it's a Cali thing, because it's definitely a bi-coastal thing.
Right.
Which reminds me, last episode was bi-coastal bad boys. Y'all definitely need to go check that episode out. I had, yeah. It was also, you know, a New Shout York thing. What happened?
Shout out to the New York Does.
Yeah, shout out to the New York Does. They're amazing. They're hella funny. So it was definitely a It was definitely a kickback, a kiki, if you will. Derek was hella lit. So was I, but Derek was, it was so funny. So you guys need to go check it out. Very much a queer episode because we're both queer and we're both talking about just whatever the fuck, but
queer anyhow, shit.
Right, queer shit. I was gonna say bi-coastal. So before we recorded, we were talking about, you know, how we're both on different ends of the country and how being bi-coastal would be super lit and how that's definitely a goal, right? What is it about California that, like, what are some of the, like, top things that bring you or, like, that you love about California?
Besides the weed? yes. Honestly, as I got older, I have appreciated the change of pace, you know? And I started appreciating just, like, the weather, you know? It's always cold over here, you know? It's mostly cold, nine months out of the year. So the fact that Cali is at least, you know, decent weather all year round, that always, you know, it attracts me a lot. Plus it's a cosmopolitan city. And I've always been one of those people. I like to be in the mismo medio of everything, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a lifestyle that I haven't experienced. Like, you know, that's, y'all lifestyle is not common out here. So, you know, I like to experience new things, and it's cool to slow down a bit. What I'm not feeling is that you got to drive everywhere, so, but it is what it is. It's cool.
I hate the fact that we have to drive everywhere. I absolutely hate that shit, because even when you're driving, it's not always even that fast. I'm like, bro, there's hella traffic.
But I've learned to appreciate Cali. I love, you know, y'all got palm trees, bro. That's why y'all can't get all, or everybody dying in the Hollywood Hills. Like, I need that to stop.
What do you mean?
Now all these, like, shootings that have happened as of, you know.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
I'm like, no, see, I'm trying to get out of the hood. So y'all need to not do this.
I live right in the middle of the Mexican hood. Like, straight up, every weekday morning, there comes like a big ass truck selling whatever it's selling, like elotes, fucking, but like literally selling grocery shit, like bananas, milk. I don't know. Right. It's pretty cool. They be like dando el anuncio, but I feel you. I feel you about trying to get out of the hood. Like, I love the hood, but I think I want to live in a place. You know, I feel like it's interesting because I live in LA, so I have the opportunity to kind of pick where I want to be at and where I want to, like, lay my roots. Whereas people who are from here, they can do the same thing, but I feel like they're more stuck to where they're at for whatever reason. I don't know. Anyway, being out here, I feel like there's just such a change of pace, even from, like, the Bay. Like, it's just so different, both of the two places in California. There's obviously other places in California that, you know, like San Diego and stuff like that, but nah, LA is definitely where I love to be at. It's where I feel like I can thrive, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a big market. That's why I'm very, you know, we've spoken about this many times over, and I feel like, you know, the manifestation of it is about to really come into fruition somehow. And, you know, to have both markets on deck, that's a big deal. And, you know, over there is a whole other market to, is a whole other, you know, demographic to market to. And it's interesting how most of Dika's listenership is over there.
Hey, shout out to the West Coast. Honestly, that's what's up.
Shout out to the West Coast. Like, I feel very loved and appreciated. And, you know, again, we've talked about this too, how I feel like no one is a hero in their own hometown. So, you know, the fact that I'm embraced over there, I'm like, yo, this is nice.
You know, that is such a fact. No one's a hero in their hometown, because my hometown does not give me very many listens, which, you know, no shade, no tea. It's just a fact. But, like, and neither Richmond has given me love, I'm not gonna lie. San Pablo too, that area has been cool. The East Bay has been dope. Oakland has always held it down as my number one city. They already know that. However, LA has been pulling up and has been doing what they do. So the West Coast is definitely into the Geek Media, I'd say.
Right?
That's surprisingly so. Yeah, surprisingly so, being that it like started in the East Coast and that you know, it's the marrying of the Black American culture and Latinx overall culture. So it's like, it's just interesting how it's been able to get, you know, a hit out here. And yo, much appreciated.
Facts. Y'all are the goats. Have you ever had cookie butter from Trader Joe's?
Oh my God, yes. On some toasted bread.
Yo, bitch. Yo, this is...
You gotta get it on a galleta maria. You know what those are?
No.
These Mexican cookies, they're hella bland and basic, but like if you eat them with the cookie butter, it's banging.
Like a Ritz cracker situation?
It's like that, but it's a cookie because it's like sweet. It's like sweet, kind of like, I don't even know what the flavor is. Y'all are gonna have to let us know what the flavor of the Maria cookies are. It's a flavor that I don't even know what the fuck it is, but it tastes good. But with the cookie butter, yo, it just adds that, you know?
Yo, well, right now, this is slapping.
Man, I bet.
Super
I went down the street to go get a barbecue pork sandwich from the Chinese spot. Oh my God, that was slapping.
Yo, you know why I'm so fascinated with like LA, even West Coast stuff in general?
Mm-hmm.
So different. Like here are so many buildings and bricks, and
I think about that all the time, dude.
Guys, and I've always lived in like the third floor. I've always lived in like the top of something. Over there, everything is just right eye level. You get palm trees. It's
crazy, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cute. You know, I'm like, oh, beachy town. And the one thing about Jersey that's a good thing, and New York, we have beaches. Not everybody in the East Coast has access to a beach. And Jersey, and it kind of tripped me out when there's certain people that come to vacation here because we have a beach. And I'm just like, you coming to Jersey to vacation? Make it make sense. But like, I get it. So, you know, I, as a Jersey girl, like that's the one thing about me that I would say I'm a very much a Jersey girl. I love going down the shore. That's like you going to the beach. So the fact that, and over, you know, in the West, y'all got so many of them is a great thing. And it kind of reminds me of DR because y'all got palm trees and shit. And, you know, at the end of the day, and like, I grew up in Santo Domingo and that's always been a part of my culture. So the fact that y'all have a little bit of that, it feels good.
My bad, I was munching, but yes, you're right.
Totally.
Yeah, sometimes I think about that. I'm like, dude, I can see from mad far sometimes. Like, I just have to stand on, like, I don't know, a third floor of something or a second floor of something. And you can see hella far because it's pretty flat. I mean, there obviously are hills, like, in the distance, you know? Well, mm-hmm. From where I'm at. But yeah, LA is cool. LA definitely is a vibe. Some people don't like the fact that Bay Area people move, like that we switch spots, but you know what, fuck it.
I want to go to the Bay though. I want to experience Oakland. I feel like I would love it there.
Like, you've never ever gone to the Bay?
No, every time I've gone to
Sarah, that's crazy because it's so your vibe too.
Really? Oh man, I want to go.
Like, you would, yeah. Oakland is big time Sarah vibes.
But what is Sarah vibes?
Okay, oh, let's talk about it. Yeah. So Sarah vibes, I'd say, is very laid back, very chill, but also tiene su ritmo, you know, everything is like, it isn't stagnant. There's definitely their like cool little like hole in the wall spots in Oakland. I mean, much like in most places in the Bay, but I just have an affinity towards Oakland. And Yeah, like you could get lost in the hills and just go hiking and shit, and you could be in the hood and go get some good ass food. I don't know, tiene como everything. And then weed, of course. You can find hella weed in Oakland. I don't know, it's just a vibe. It's just a vibe. It's very it gives me that like 90s element still. Like como que it still feels like it has a little bit of that flavor. I don't know. It's cool.
Really? Oh, flavor, that's cute. I love it.
Absolutely. It kind of feels a little bit like Newark, honestly, or how y'all say it, Nork.
Really?
It
Okay.
kind of does. It's like a cousin city, I'd say.
Okay. That's cute. I could dig that. Norg is a
No, for
vibe, so
sure.
that's cool.
I was just thinking when we link up again, the pandemic is gonna be over. And like all of this time that has gone by, like it feels like a blur because yesterday I went to like a little family party or whatever. And I was thinking, I was like, hold the fuck up. This feels very like natural, kind of like even though it's been mad long since I've been to a like a little function, you know? Shout out to the vaccine, by the way. So before people come from my neck. So yeah, I was just thinking like the next time we link up, it's gonna be after the pandemic. All this time has gone by. You've gone through mad transformations. You shaved your head, you know, which I think is pretty transformational because the story you told me. But yeah, how do you think that's gonna feel?
I think that, after all this is said and done, one, I think is going to be sooner than we think. I think we're going to link up a little sooner than before the pandemic's over. But it feels like a new chapter. I feel like whoever, this might be controversial to say, but the pandemic didn't hit the same for everyone. It really did hit different. And it's really up to you what you did with that time and how you utilized certain lessons, you know what I mean? Everything is not financial and everything is not spiritual. It's really a balance of how were you able to solidify yourself through this whole transformation, through this whole transition, because this was just not, this hit everyone. This hit the entire globe, And I that this hit a little different for certain people than for most, I could say that it hit really great for me, not even financially, but because I really surpassed a certain level of my spiritual walk and a certain obstacle that was in the way. And I managed to, it sounds kind of crazy to say, but I feel like I broke a generational curse. Like it feels very final what I'm going through. So when I do see you, and we start doing this whole bi-coastal thing, it's gonna feel like, okay, now we have a fighting chance to really get to know each other and to be cool and to see each other more and to work together a little closer. You know what I mean? It's gonna feel like
Yes.
chapter two now,
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, I guess you're right. It does sound a little new to hear somebody say that I broke a generational curse, but that's fucking dope. Like, shout out to you for that because not a lot of people can do that or not a lot of people can recognize it. Maybe people have done it and they haven't really looked back to notice, but that's awesome. I think you're absolutely right. I feel like I've done a lot of growing myself. It's been a crazy year, but you know, the ups always have their downs and their downs always go right back up some point. So, yeah, I think we're both in different places and our mentality has definitely changed. And when we do get this shit popping, the bicoastal post-pandemic life that we want to be living, it's gonna be dope and it's gonna be what God wants it to be, what the vibes want it to be, and what the ancestors want it to be, because at the end of the day, that's what the fuck it is. So, nah, thank you so much though for coming through to the podcast. I, como siempre, always have a good time. Y'all got a little taste of what Dica Media is. You guys always do, period, because that's what it is. But you guys got to hear it from us, a little bit of the things that we're looking forward to, some of the stuff that we wanna be getting into, and just what we're all about while smoking.
Right. I hope we didn't sound too high and shit.
Nah, we did. I hope we did.
Oh my God, please edit this.
I hope we converted somebody into a cannabis user this episode. Oh man, that is usually one of my biggest things. Like, I really want to turn somebody into a cannabis smoker.
I mean, it's not that hard.
It's not that hard, but you know, the benefits to it. And then I can have a smoking buddy. But anyway, thank you, Sarah. Thank you so much. Where can they find you?
You can hit me on Instagram, which is at DiqueMedia, DiqueMedia. And we're getting the page active. Please go through all of our old materials, see what you like. We had such a great reaction to the new reels we created, and you know, communicate with us what type of content and what kind of posts you would like to see.
And that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and big thanks to everybody who rolled one up or used cannabis in whatever way you use it. Thank you for the vibe, y'all. Appreciate it. You guys go on and have a great rest of your 420. If any of you are looking for a couple of playlists for your 420 vibe, check out the show notes. I have linked two of my annual 420 playlists. The first one is titled just 420, like the time. And the other one is Perreo en las Nubes, which is a perreo playlist for when you're smoking. So some of them are upbeat, some of them are not. But nonetheless, a perreo vibe all throughout the playlist. Have a safe and very lit 420, y'all. I'll catch you guys next week. Bye, guys.